Thank you so much, Deanne, for calling. How are you today?
Well, I'm okay, and I'm just delighted to be able to talk to you.
Aww.
I listen to the program every week, and I never thought to call in. But I was diagnosed 10 years ago with Lyme disease.
Okay.
10 years ago, I was 70 years old,
okay. And
I still work. And this has just devastated my life. I have, it seems to me, exhausted every possibility that I have come up with here with practitioners and that kind of thing. Nobody has been able to help me. And it just seems like it's always on an experimentation level.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor that diagnosed me is a very well-known doctor, lovely, dedicated man. And he's integrated medicine. And the reason why I didn't continue to go to him is because he was too Western medicine for me.
Okay.
And I went to him because I felt that he would use a natural approach, and I had read everything I could get my hands on about Lyme disease. And there were so many conflicting issues in everything I read. One doctor would say, you absolutely have to do this. One would say, you have to do that. And I was so confused when I was through. But what I did know was that there were about 85 symptoms that they talked about, and I suffered about 75 of them. And they're just reoccurring over time. You never know any day what you're going to get or how debilitating it's going to be.
Deanne, I'm sorry to break into your story, but we have to take another break. We have these hard breaks that we definitely have to do. Would it be okay if we put you on hold and came
Absolutely.
Back to you? Okay, thank you so much. So we'll be back very shortly. Thank you. Okay, let's get back to our calls. We were talking to Deanne prior to the last break, and I wanted to come back to you and talk more with you about Lyme disease. Thank you so much for holding.
Thank you. I was happy to.
Yeah, you were saying before we took the break that you had found a list of about 80 symptoms that people with chronic Lyme disease can have, and you had about 75. Did I get that right?
Between 70 and 75
okay.
over time.
Yeah.
Some of them last for weeks. Some of them last for a couple of hours. And it's just, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. So how are you doing now? Are you the same? Doing any better?
If you're familiar with Lyme disease,
mm-hmm.
it literally cripples your life in
yeah.
so many ways that the fatigue can be absolutely crippling. So you just can't put one foot in front of the other. But the worst thing to me is that I read 150 case histories of people who have been dealing with this. One woman had it for 40 years, and she said, I'm just waiting for it to kill me. And she referred to herself as a ghost, a zombie, because you feel you lose your sense of everything, of your compassion, of your drive, of your enthusiasm. I'm not myself. And it's so frightening. And I've, you know, as I said, I've been dealing with it for 10 years.
Yeah.
But I just do the best I can.
Good.
But it's, I feel hopeless. I feel helpless and hopeless. I don't know where to turn. And some of the doctors that I've read about that claim to be able to do so much, I read what they offer, and it's so many times absolutely the opposite of what naturopaths say you should do.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't found I just haven't found anybody to help.
Okay.
And I'm just terribly discouraged, and I have listened to Dr. Wright for years, and it never occurred to me to call and ask if he treats Lyme disease on any level.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, the Tahoma Clinic, we don't specialize in Lyme disease. We do testing for Lyme disease at the Tahoma Clinic for patients who present with symptoms that could be Lyme disease. But then typically what I'll do is I'll refer to somebody else that's considered more of a specialist in Lyme, who's gone to so many more conferences on Lyme disease and has been certified in
uh-huh.
treating Lyme disease. And you had mentioned that the provider, the doctor that you were working with before, was maybe a little bit more allopathic in their approach to the treatment. Is that correct in what you were saying?
Yeah. And another thing, I use my pendulum on a daily basis for everything. And so many of the things he prescribed for me when I got them home were negative with my pendulum. So when I went back to him, I would tell him that they were negative, and he would do muscle testing and kinesiology and agree with me. He said, no, you should not be taking that.
Okay.
And so, and it was very, very pricey, which I didn't object to because I felt it was going to save my life.
Right.
But I wasn't getting what I was paying for.
Okay. Well, one of the women that I refer to, she's a naturopathic doctor. Her name's Amy Dirksen, and you're in Redmond, so you're not too far from her. I believe that she is in Edmonds. And she...
I work in Edmonds.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
The name of her clinic, it's called Holistic Healing Arts.
And it's Holistic Healing Art?
Arts, yep. And their phone number is 425-582-7678. And,
okay, that's 425-582-7678.
Yep, yeah. And she has other practitioners in her office, other naturopaths as well, that have been trained in Lyme disease. I'm
really
familiar primarily with Dr. Dirksen because I've known her for quite some time, and she has been lecturing and treating Lyme disease for many, many years.
Can you spell her name for me, please?
Uh-huh. It's D as in dog, E-R-K. S-O-N.
Dirksen.
Uh-huh. And she uses a lot of different modalities to treat Lyme. She does use antibiotics when needed, but she will use a lot of other therapies to treat Lyme. And so I would highly recommend that you contact their office.
Well, I am just delighted to get that. As I said, I've been working in Edmonds for about 21 years.
Oh,
and I
my
work
gosh.
With two physicians.
Oh.
And they're in Western medicine, and they have their specialties are nowhere near what I need anyway.
Yeah.
But they know almost everybody up there. I'm surprised that they didn't bring it up. So they'll be surprised to hear this too.
Wow. Well, good. I'm glad that I could share
that
information.
Well, I so much appreciate the referral. That
welcome.
Gives me such some encouragement.
Yeah, I can understand where you're coming from of being so discouraged. So,
you know, when you get to be, I'm 81, and when you get to be that age, you don't know how much time you're going to be here anyway, and I want to make it as quality as possible.
Yeah.
Because I still work, and I have a family that I love and adore, and I want to be able to be as active as I can.
Good. I was just thinking, while you're on the line, I just wanted to share with our listeners just a little bit more about Lyme disease, because I don't know how many of them realize that there's what's called chronic Lyme disease.
I didn't know anything about it until I was diagnosed either.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's a surprise. But I did hear, and pardon me for interrupting you, one of the things that really unsettled me when I was reading about it is that how many people get to such despair that they commit suicide. I mean, that's how serious it is.
Yeah, so really important to seek out somebody who can be helpful and inspiring.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
And I understand that 500,000 people a year in this country are diagnosed, and that it's now considered a worldwide epidemic.
Yes, I had last year heard at least 300,000 new cases of Lyme disease. I hadn't heard the 500,000. In the United States.
It was prominent in Lyme, Connecticut, and it's also prominent in Washington and California, but not Oregon, but it is spreading across the Midwest now.
Yeah, and it's the number one vector-borne spreading epidemic worldwide. Just like you said, it is an epidemic, and it's becoming more and more common, unfortunately, like you were saying. And one of the thoughts of why there's been a rise in Lyme disease is actually from climate change. With the change in our temperature on the Earth has contributed to more Lyme disease because of the ability of the organisms that create Lyme disease to be able to live and change and be able to continue.
I naively believe on a spiritual level mm-hmm. and on a universal level that there's a simple answer for everything, and I believe there's a simple answer for this as well.
Yeah, I really hope so too. Right now,
I hope so too, and I so much enjoy talking to you, and I appreciate your input, and I will call this clinic on Monday.
Great. Thank you so much, Deanne.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.